Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I am Dr. Peter Spiegel. And, you know, when I was growing up, there was this story that I heard probably 20 times in my childhood and teen years, told by my parents or their friends, or just sort of overheard it, and it had to do with the story of an acquaintance of theirs who actually smuggled a parrot into the United States. And this parrot, the story goes, was brought in a toy drum from Central America, I believe, sedated with half a Quaalude by an otherwise law-abiding person. And, I mean, everyone was so enchanted with this story. It was had breaking the law and smuggling and drugs all wrapped up into one, and then all to get this parrot. And a parrot apparently made it alive, and you'd think a half a Quaalude would kill a parrot, but it made it, and I don't really know what happened to this parrot, but and I hadn't thought about this story for decades, I would say, until I saw the new film Parrot Confidential by Allison Argo. This explores a lot of these issues and more, and Allison is with us today. Welcome, Allison.
Great to be with you.
And I am also pleased to welcome Karen Windsor, Executive Director, Foster Parrots, which is one of the most active parrot rescues in the world. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
Great. So, Allison, why did you decide to devote an entire film to parrots?
Well, my first realization that there was any kind of a problem, a situation with parrots actually came for me about 20, 25 years ago when a family member purchased a yellow-naped Amazon. I didn't know what kind it was at the time. I just knew it was a green parrot that could say some words. And she knew nothing about what this wild animal would require. And it was just a total disaster for a couple of years. The parrot hated the husband. The husband hated the parrot. It was just a bad situation all around. And eventually they found another home or somehow got rid of Rico was his name. And it just always kind of haunted me that this was a very unfair situation for this poor animal. And then I started more recently noticing that there were unwanted parrots at my local rescue. The Animal Rescue League is right around the corner, and I go over there to drop off sheets and towels sometimes, and I saw these parrots that were just lingering there, and no one was adopting them. And just gradually I became more and more aware that there was a really big problem with unwanted parrots. So I started digging deeper and, in fact, visited. I live on Cape Cod, and I was able to visit foster parrots. And that really opened my eyes. They have 500 parrots that are all, you know, all discarded. And so I felt that this definitely was a topic that needed to be addressed. And if I could do something to make people realize just how fantastic these birds are and also what they require and what they deserve, then I'd be doing some sort of service.
That's great. And you do profile a number of specific cases to illustrate the many issues related to birds as pets. And
yes.
One of them was a cockatoo named Dolly. Can you tell us about Dolly?
Well, yes. Dolly was adopted about 17 years ago by a wonderful woman, a very caring woman in Santa Barbara, who has given Dolly everything. She's just devoted her life to making Dolly's existence as good as it possibly can be. Dolly goes everywhere with her. Dolly has a huge cage that takes up an entire room, and she's only in that cage at night. And lots of stimulation. She gets a great diet. And so Dolly is a really happy story, but again, this woman is very clear about what it requires to have a Moluccan cockatoo. They're very, very, you know, socially needy. These birds would be tightly bonded with mates in the wild. They would never be alone. And so for a lot of these birds who are left alone for 8 hours a day when their companion, so-called companion, goes off to work, it's a very unfair situation for these birds. So it takes a very special kind of person to be able to give these birds what they need. So Dolly's one example, and the woman actually, the only way she sort of keeps her sanity is by dropping Dolly off at sort of parrot care, Dolly care.
Right.
There's a sanctuary where Dolly stays a couple of days a week, and so the Lavanya, who's Dolly's owner, can go out and get some things done and actually see friends, because Dolly gets very jealous of her friends. So she's found a balance that works with her, but it comes at a price, and it's very expensive.
Indeed, quite a price.
Yeah.
Quite a price. Karen,
yes.
You run this very large sanctuary in Rhode Island, Foster Parrots. Give us a brief understanding. Why are bird sanctuaries like yours needed at all? What's the environment like?
Yeah, well, you know, parrots, they make difficult pets. You know, they're wild animals, and they're hardwired, you know, to, you know, for all their natural behaviors, which are not necessarily compatible with what people feel a pet should be. You know, they're wired to mature, to claim a mate, to claim nesting territory, to raise young,
to fly.
Their voices are engineered to carry over miles and miles of rainforest. They are they're cavity nesters and wood chewers, and just the destruction, the noise, and the potential for aggression in the home when a parrot decides that the man or the woman of the house is going to be its mate and everybody else must go. You know, it's a difficult situation for parrots, but we find that as difficult as parrots are in the home, usually it's the events in people's lives that precipitate the parrot losing its home. People get married, people get divorced, people have a baby, people's children grow up and move out of the house, people are, you know, there's residential moves or the loss of a home. Any number of reasons, you know, are pretty much... You know, I guess after you've dealt with a parrot in the home and the destruction or the noise or the aggression, you know, sometimes the last straw is, well, geez, I'm getting married now, or my child is moving back home, or there's a pregnancy, or whatever. It's just time to get that bird out the door.
Yeah, and explain the additional complexity of the long lifespan of the birds. How do you account for the decades ahead of you when you acquire one of these?
Well, of course, parrots do have that built-in homelessness factor. And I think that, you know, I think in our lives, you know, there's an expiration date on just about everything. You know, your marriage is going to end in 20 years. Your children are going to be gone in 18 years. Your dog will pass on in 12 years. But the parrot's not going anywhere. It's... Even the smallest of species, cockatiels, for instance, they can potentially, you know, live to be 30 years old. And, and you know, when you get into the larger species, you're looking at potentially 60, 80, 90 years for some of these birds. And there are very few parrots that remain in their original families through their entire lifespan.
Got it. It makes you wonder whether they should be in families at all. I mean, it seems strange to bring a bird and not be able to say, okay, this is going to be my pet until whenever.
Well, I think, unfortunately, that happens to be the case anyway. You know, 15 years down the road or 25 years down the road or whatever, when it's time for them to move on, they're going to move on. And,
yes.
And then, of course, you know, we receive or have received a lot of parrots from people who just have grown so old they can no longer take care of those birds. And it's not really a choice that they make.
You're listening to Animals Today. We are pleased to have Allison Argo and Karen Windsor. Animals Today is pleased to be welcoming Allison back after a long hiatus, and I invite you to check out all of the wonderful work she's done exploring animals and people and our interaction at Argo Films. She's got quite an industry going on there, award-winning filmmaker. And this is the first time we're meeting Karen Windsor, and we're going to explore more about birds in captivity and all the complexities involved in parrots and having parrots. We'll be right back.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match to the dangers to today's world. The good news is animal behavior experts say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that the outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a crying child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. It's fun for both of you. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there can be no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you not to give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late. This message brought to you by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at AIAnimals.org.
If you're like most people, you have lots of plans. A financial plan, an eating plan, an exercise plan, a career plan. You also need a plan for the care of your pets when you're no longer able to provide it. Every day, animals are sent to shelters, terrified and confused, or they're euthanized because their owners have become incapacitated or died. Some people don't give the future a thought. Others assume family members will care for their pets. A better way is to name caregivers and provide detailed instructions about your pal's feeding, play, social, and health care needs. But even family and designated caregivers don't guarantee that pets will have a home. Good intentions sometimes take a backseat to life's realities, such as a new spouse who doesn't like animals, a sudden desire to travel the world, or the adoptive caregiver's own infirmity. A legally enforceable pet trust offers the only assurance that your assets will be used as you wish to provide for the comfort and care of cherished animal companions. More than 40 states recognize pet trusts. Check with your attorney, accountant, or state legislator to see if yours does and how to create one. Animals Today urges you to plan for your pet's lifelong well-being. Take steps today so he or she doesn't risk becoming yet another sad shelter statistic.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.25%, APR 4.5%, that payment could support a $275,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And you can be confident that Quicken Loans will do everything possible to ensure that you have an amazing mortgage experience. In fact, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Allison Argo and Karen Windsor. Allison's film is Parrot Confidential. Allison, another parrot you featured in the film is Basil, who demonstrates another complexity of this of having these intelligent birds as pets. What happened to Basil?
Well, the people who originally bought Basil, they bought him 26 years ago when it was still legal to import birds, wild parrots, from the wild. And so Basil was brought into a pet store in the U.S. from having been captured in Central America, in Honduras. And this woman named Liz Hartman really wanted a yellow-naped Amazon. And these are both really intelligent, you know, very kind, caring people who made a very conscious decision. We know that this bird is going to be long-lived. We're willing to do whatever it takes to give this bird the best life he can possibly have. And just as Karen described earlier, things began to fall apart. The first 4 years were terrific, and then sexual maturity, he reached sexual maturity and the hormones kicked in, and he bonded very strongly with the husband and became very aggressive with everyone else, especially the wife and the kids. And when the daughter was severely bitten for the second or third time, they finally realized that it just wasn't going to work anymore. And they were absolutely heartbroken and felt like they had let this bird down and were total failures. The good news is that they found a woman willing to take Basil in who also had another yellow-naped Amazon. And in the film, you see these two birds see others of their kind for the very first time, and it's just they bonded. They still live together today, 10 years later. They have a great relationship. So that's another important point is that, you know, companionship between parrots with other parrots is really important as well.
Karen, where do the birds, the young birds, come from currently?
Well, currently, domestic breeding is alive and well, and you know, since the Wild Bird Conservation Act came onto the books in 1992, and wild parrot importation was prohibited in this country, the domestic breeding industry just really took off, and sadly, the standard mode of production of birds for the pet trade is a parrot mill, and I find it interesting that that's completely unacceptable when it comes to cats and dogs, but people generally don't blink an eye when it comes to parrots. And, you know, all over the country there are large parrot mills where, you know, holding hundreds of birds, breeding thousands of baby birds for the market every year.
Incredible.
Each, you know, we're probably talking about a couple of million baby birds annually entering the market.
That's an incredible revelation, and we're talking to all these people on the show, and I don't think I've ever heard about parrot mills before, and people need to learn about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way it's done. And now, in Parrot Confidential, of course, you know, Allison spoke to Phoebe and Harry Linden, and you know, these are small-time breeders, or had been, you know, with a home-based operation, and you know, a little more, you know, friendly. And of course, but Harry mentioned the parrot mills and the fact that this is what's going on out there, and you know, so it's an incredible volume of baby birds being produced.
I really hope.
Go ahead.
I really hope that that this film will help allow people to see what parrots need if they're going to be in captivity, and make intelligent decisions about whether, if you really feel that you can provide for a parrot in your with your lifestyle, then I hope you won't go out and buy a parrot. I hope you'll adopt, because there are so many parrots in need of homes, that I hope that message comes through loud and clear in the film.
And I think it does. Karen, so if I come to the sanctuary and say I want to, quote-unquote, adopt a parrot, what's the process like? What are you looking for in a perfect new parent?
Well, first, everybody needs to know that there's no such thing as a perfect bird home, you know, because we are humans and we live our human lives, and you know, parrots don't get that at all. You know, when we walk out the door and go to work, you know, we all have to do that, and a parrot never understands. What we're looking for in a home is, one, people who they're kind of looking beyond, you know, the beautiful talking animal, and what they understand is that they're taking a wild animal into their home that will need their care, despite whatever behavioral issues might crop up in the future. We like birds to go to homes where there are other birds, not lots and lots of other birds, but it's good for birds to have that kind of companionship of other birds, you know, of their own or similar species, so that when the people do walk out the door, the bird isn't sitting there alone.
Yes. Either one of you who want to take this one, is the problem of illegal trade in parrots and birds still ongoing, or have we sort of solved that in North America?
Mm. Karen, why don't you tackle it? But
yeah,
it's not.
Well, you know, I mean, there is a level of smuggling that still happens, not really on a large scale into this country. But we, Foster Parrots, has a conservation project in Guyana. And Guyana is one of only two countries in South America that still permits the legal exportation of parrots and wildlife. And therefore, it acts as a funnel for all kinds of other illegal exportation from all the other countries. It's the faucet, you know, that's leaking birds and other wildlife.
Yes.
And so you know, smuggling and illegal activity is still alive and well. The markets are wide open in Asia. And that's the new hot spot for parrots. And you know, there are species, you know, when parrots are leaving Guyana, you know, they may have come illegally from other countries, and yet, you know, a kind of a blind eye is turned. There are some species that are CITES, Appendix 1 species, that are not supposed to be traded. But a lot of times the authorities, they don't really, you know, know what species are coming through, and they call them one thing when they're another. So there is illegal activity. There is smuggling activity, not necessarily into this country, but in other parts of the world.
And there are many countries in other parts of the world that it's perfectly legal to import wild birds.
Sure.
And there's a huge problem with African gray parrots being taken from the wild legally, many of
yes.
them, and then they're
yeah.
smuggled out of the country. And the horrible thing with poaching is that a huge percentage of the birds actually die during the process of capture and transport.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap it up there, and I certainly appreciate this visit with Allison Argo and Karen Windsor. The film is Parrot Confidential, and Karen Windsor from Foster Parrots. Thank you both ladies for coming on the show.
Thank you, Peter.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Stick around. There's more Animals Today after the break, and we are going to talk about zoos.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators' Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with the coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
We live in a world where entire fortunes can disappear in seconds. There is, however, one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or a nickel of interest. Municipal bonds backed by the leader in bond insurance, Assured Guarantee. With a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee. For investors who embrace possibilities but invest in certainties.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
An American classic reborn. Nothing oozes style like Dutch apple pie.
By Marie Callender's.
Designed to go from frozen to fabulous.
Succumb to the crumb.
Marie Callender's. Even homemade pies pale in comparison.
Hey, Grandma, bring it on.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The everyday collection. My Target.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil, fueling connections.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only, limit use of other caffeine sources.
Welcome back to Animals Today.
How are you doing, Lori?
Hi, Peter.
You know that one?
I don't know that one.
All right, well.
Good interview you just had.
Thanks.
Talking about parrots.
Story.
Yeah.
Of all the things that I just learned and in sort of reading about the sanctuary and watching Allison's new film, is this lifespan thing that I brought up a little bit in the interview. I mean, if you have a potential pet or companion animal and you're going to bring them into your home and the animal's going to outlive you or live decades, I just don't think it could pop. How do you justify
it? You know, it's just a tragedy. Even if you put it in your living, in mm-hmm. your will,
uh-huh.
and you make plans for it, you just, parrots should, animal with that lifespan
yeah.
should not be pet.
Yeah.
Should not make a companion animal, period. They should not be pets, correct?
That is so evident to me right now.
I know.
And
it's just too unfair to keep it caged for that many years in someone's home. I mean, it's just too unfair. It's too unnatural environment for the parrot.
That's right. Well,
and the film,
you got to watch the film. It's good. Yeah. She's figured out how to make a good animal documentary. I have to say that.
Yeah. So talking about animals in captivity, what do you have in front of you there?
Oh, well, I ventured out into the world of social media and posed a little question on my personal Facebook page.
Uh-oh.
And this is inhabited by all people from all walks of life, okay? All political persuasions, all of
animal lovers, non-animal
right,
lovers.
People who don't care, people who care too much, whatever.
Right.
Opinions, please, I wrote. Should zoos serve meat to the human visitors in their food concessions and restaurants?
Okay. So you're not asking, should zoos serve meat to the animals? Because obviously they have to.
They have to if you've got a lion.
If they're carnivores, right.
Right.
But you're asking, should zoos serve meat to visitors or the concession stands or, right?
Right.
Okay.
And the reason why I asked this is because I had a little personal experience a few years ago. I was down at one of my actual medical conventions, and I was in a world-famous zoo in Southern California, one of the most famous ones in the country or the world even, and that's where we were having a special day-long seminar surrounded by the animals about ophthalmology. And I wandered around a bit, and it struck me, I saw these restaurants, and they're serving cow, and they're serving chicken, and then just, you know, steps away, you've got the, you know, displays of the prized and, these live animals that are just cherished and worshipped and fundraised off of and put out there as examples for kids to see beautiful animals, and then you just go eat a hamburger. It seems strange to me as a sort of someone who's really into this world of the rights of animals. And then the other thing is I went to the – let me just add this. I went to the gift shop, and I'm looking at all the little trinkets that you can buy there and the stuff made out of the bodies of animals, the leather goods, for instance, and the feathers and all this kind of stuff that they're selling as if it just comes out of nowhere.
Okay, so it seems strange to you and surprised you, but – should it? If you know, knowing what you know,
yes.
Zoos exploit animals for profit, right?
I was
animals
not surprised.
Animals are used for entertainment. So, well, okay, you weren't surprised. So why should it? They're exploiting animals. Why shouldn't they? It's in alignment with their views.
I agree with you. I think it's perfectly consistent in their worldview
uh-huh.
that you've got your zoo animals that we're going to protect, buy, and sell, and breed, and what and fundraise off of, and grow our dynasty. And you've got the food animals. And we are not going to allow any mixing of these ideas here.
Right.
So I think they are being consistent. I think it's hopefully going to be an outdated paradigm sometime. But it just so I just threw out this question
okay, so
to
you
a bunch of unsuspecting, innocent Facebook people.
But you're posing the question based upon that zoos believe, not you and I, but zoos believe they are doing a good thing. They're educating, conservation, all that BS, right? They believe that. They believe that,
mm-hmm.
that they're doing a good thing for animals and for people, then should they be serving meat? Should they be serving animals, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so, should zoos serve meat? One respondent, honestly, I vote no because they're all about, quote, conservation and protection. It's not like you can't get awesome meatless food. Another one says it sends an inconsistent message. And they don't feel it's inconsistent.
That's right.
They have no – it's perfectly consistent. for the zoo board.
Right.
And, boy, imagine the controversy if they started taking hamburgers and chicken fingers off the menu. I mean, everyone would go ballistic. I mean, what am I going to feed my kids?
It's a vegan zoo.
It was just too stark a reality to face. I mean, oh, wow, what a story that would be.
Well, let's look what's happening in the McRib. Have you heard of that, McRib? No longer being served in a lot of communities from McDonald's? Yeah.
Why not?
People are going crazy. I don't know. I have to read about it.
I mean, they missed their McRib. Another more enlightened respondent replies, no, zoos should be closed.
Should be closed?
Should be closed.
Right.
Okay.
Good. Zoos should be closed.
Another friend of mine, replied that I think humans should be fed to the animals. That was nice. But he came to his senses and then wrote, he thinks zoos should be open. They encourage children to learn and appreciate wildlife. Ultimately, that they would become future conservationists of this planet. So you want to cage some animals to save thousands more. So that was his viewpoint, which I think is widely held. And we don't really put much stake in that of worldview. So the notion here is that this is a sort of a teaching ground for future conservationists, and you're sacrificing the actual individual animals for the good of the species some indeterminate time down the road.
Okay. There's two big myths, in my opinion. One, the conservation myth.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, zoos and circuses provide excellent educational opportunities for kids and people. And if animals weren't on display, we would never learn about their behavior.
Yeah.
Two biggest myths. Wildlife New Zealand, I'm going to read a statement on their website. Over the last half of the century, there's been a large-scale change in the perceptions we have about the importance of conservation and the need to preserve natural habitats. With the growth of these concepts came the idea of using zoos as arks to preserve endangered species and to release them back into the wild at some later date. However, as the century draws to a close, we are confronted with the overwhelming evidence that this concept was flawed from the beginning and that zoos today are continuing to function not because they are conservation centers, but on the strength of their own myths. Zoos have two myths with which they ward off criticism. One, that they aid conservation. Number two, that they educate about conservation using animals as ambassadors.
Yeah. Nicely stated.
Yeah.
And the first element of that, interesting, the conservation element, is widely touted, and there are sort of these token programs that many of the zoos appear to have. Some of them actually have small outreach projects and are trying to do something genuine, but largely it's window dressing, in my opinion. And then this notion about the educational message that it sends to kids. I mean, you and I and many of our listeners just dismiss that as just flawed logic, right? So you bring your kid to a marine park or to a circus or to a conventional zoo. The lesson there, we believe, and I totally believe this, is we're in control. Those animals are there for our entertainment. We are in charge here. And really,
And it's okay to keep animals captive.
Okay. This is normal and it's acceptable and just get used to it.
And wouldn't you think people want to see animals in their natural habitat?
Right.
But they might think they want to, but they don't.
And they, right.
'Cause they enjoy seeing animals captive. I just don't understand that.
Well, that's where we are. That's why we support the sanctuaries and the facilities that don't breed and don't buy and don't sell, the ones that rescue the injured animals. And it goes right down to natural habitat preservation.
Yeah. I want to say one thing before the break, Peter. I was really shocked to know about the parrot mills that are out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear all the time about puppy mills.
Right.
I mean, we know there's cat mills. We know there's puppy mills. But parrot mills.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that.
No, we have to investigate.
Absolutely. Okay. Don't go away. You're going to have news for us when we get back.
Yes, there's more news.
All right. You're listening to Animals Today.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website, again, is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
A precious gem wrapped in silver. Behold, Philadelphia cream cheese.
A trend worth spreading.
It transforms herbs into dip, cake into cheesecake.
Spoons into lickable spoons.
Philadelphia cream cheese. Every bagel wants it.
Schmear, there, everywhere.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The Everyday Collection by Target.
When a cold hits, you've got to hit back. And when your cold comes with both pain and sinus pressure, you've got to hit back even harder. Only Advil Cold and Sinus treats your worst cold symptoms by combining Advil, the number one selling pain reliever, and a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. No other cold brand delivers stronger pain relief than the pain reliever found in Advil Cold and Sinus, the 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles, the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver, multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes, and packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain too. Centrum Silver, for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
We'll be right back.
talking about this inconsistency about zoos serving meat, animal foods to people.
Yeah.
You know, do you remember a couple years ago in our neck of the woods, there was one of the shelters had a fundraiser and their tagline was Claws for Paws.
Oh, yeah. It was like a lobster boil or something.
It was
like
exactly.
Or crabs.
Right.
So
they're killing. This is the fundraiser for the animal shelter to raise money for the dogs and cats. They're killing, boiling to death, screaming lobsters, claws for paws to help the animals with paws.
And
is that
it was so it's so strange. And the saddest and weirdest thing is that it, like, it doesn't really bother many people.
They put a big billboard up here with claws for paws and the little happy lobsters and the dogs next to it. I mean.
I know.
Is that crazy?
The happy lobster. I know.
Well, I don't know if it was a happy lobster, but
I
remember seeing a picture of
a picture, and he's not.
I think I remember seeing a picture.
Please don't throw. Yeah.
Yeah. So what? You know what? Are you thinking? So that's why I'm not surprised this inconsistency we're talking about with the zoos, and I'm not surprised with people's responses that that's okay. You know, they don't. You know, they don't think like that.
Yeah.
It's inconsistent though. So if you're you're an animal shelter. You're trying to help dogs and cats. It's just a different element than the food animals out there, right?
Right, right. And there's a line, and you're not going to cross it.
You're not going to cross that line. But for us, to kill one species to help another species of animal is very strange.
Yeah. What if you go back to the zoo? What if you went to the concession, and now they're serving, like, you know, tiger burger or lion burger?
Yeah.
Everyone would go ballistic.
They would go ballistic. They would go ballistic.
Oh.
Okay. So, what do you have for us?
What if you snuck in there? You like to conjure up all these experiments, all these social experiments. You sneak in the concession one night, you pay a guy, he's going to change the menu, and now you've got lion on the menu.
And just film the responses.
Watch what happens.
Okay. That's a good idea. Oh. See, you're giving me these ideas.
Oh.
Okay, beware.
Just a little social experiment.
Okay, that's all.
That's the, well, the Macy's Day Parade is coming up, and boy, two big controversies related to this. And, you know, poor guys from Macy's, they just want to do their parade and not be drawn into any controversy having to do with animals or the welfare of animals or animal rights activists. But nonetheless, you have a parade that's going to have huge Shamu floating in the skies above Fifth Avenue, then you are going to be asking for trouble, especially with this heightened awareness of these killer whales in captivity, thanks to the many efforts in the film Blackfish. So you've got a huge protest that's being planned. We don't know exactly where it's going to happen on the route, but I bet you there are going to be thousands of protesters making their opinions known.
During the Macy's Day Parade?
During the parade.
Okay, so what is their argument for having big Shamu float above their heads?
Well, they're saying we take no position on this. You know, this is just a sponsor, and don't bother us. And that you can't hide. They're in a no-win situation.
Right.
This has become the hottest animal social issue of the day.
Absolutely.
And people who have never heard about this before are watching the film and realizing for the first time that they have been supporting this cruel industry and bringing their kids to sea parks such as SeaWorld. And it's gone. You can't avoid it anymore. And they are just completely stuck.
Well, so should Macy's Day Parade not have taken them on as a sponsor?
Well, I think next year they will not. This year, they
you
probably
betcha
have,
they won't.
Have to.
Right.
But I'm going to be really interested about how it's covered, how television covers this.
Yeah.
Are they going to ignore it, or are they going to, you know, treat it for really what it is? I bet you they're just going to try to hide it.
I think you're right.
But we've got citizen journalists out there, and I bet you it's – I hope – do you think there'll be vandalism? Do you think people are going to try to, like, shoot down Shamu or do something?
You know, I don't think so. Because
we're not into violence here.
No,
right?
We're not
we don't
into
want
violence.
Breaking the law.
No. And
people get a little excited.
Well, I sure hope not, because that could really lead to problems, and then it gives the impression that the animal people are nuts, and it's dangerous. So I hope not. I think not.
Now, the other controversy related to poor Macy's has to do with Joan Jett. Remember Joan Jett?
I know Joan Jett.
She was singing at this onset of the segment.
Okay.
And she and her band were supposed to be playing on the South Dakota tourism float. And you know, she is definitely an animal rights activist, vegetarian, very outspoken, associated with major group. And the cattle people decided, no, we can't deal with her. So she was sort of assigned to them sort of randomly, but they figured out what was going on and said, no, they changed her mind.
Ah.
So she is has been reassigned to a friendlier, kinder, gentler state's float with her band, and South Dakota just has to deal with some other entertainer that's more amenable to the cattle industry.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a fascinating statement as to what's happening here.
Yeah.
So it's becoming just integrated into our society.
It sure is.
All right. So just to a little icing on the cake here, and that is a man in Memphis recently passed away, and he had a nice size estate. He had $250,000 in cash and a nice large home, and he bequeathed it all to his two cats. And even though he had many human relatives and children and a large extended family, the cats, Frisco and Jake, are the recipients, the beneficiaries of this nice inheritance.
And the relatives are pissed
off. You know, the relatives do not wish to comment. They do not want to comment. So,
remember Leona Helmsley?
Helmsley.
Who left millions to her little dog?
Trouble.
Trouble. Dog named Trouble.
Right. The courts later intervened.
Right.
And cut down Trouble's inheritance to only $2 million.
Instead of $20
million. But you know.
These cats have a good.
The cats have a good, but it's like a passing gesture to your family.
Where is mine? Fluffy got theirs. Okay, so thanks, Spear. Thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. President Barack Obama spoke by phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday to discuss a nuclear deal between Iran and six major powers that Israel opposes. Earlier, Prime Minister Netanyahu had this to say.
Last night is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake. It's not made the world a safer place. Like the agreement with North Korea in 2005, this agreement has made the world a much more dangerous place.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline in the United States rose for the first time in more than 2 months over the past 2 weeks, according to the Lundberg survey released on Sunday. Regular grade gasoline prices, which had decreased about 37 cents between early September and November 8th to an average of $3.22, inched up 3.4 cents to $3.25 a gallon as of November 22nd. This is IRN USA News.
You probably knew that Thomas Edison gave us the first commercial light bulb. But did you know he invented alkaline batteries and an electric train? Edison said, if we all did the things we're capable of, we would astound ourselves. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost two decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com. This is more than a home business. At MaxAchieve, we want to help you experience more success in all areas of your life. To find out how you could astound yourself, go to MaxAchieve.com. That's MaxAchieve.com. Or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
Fierce fighting to the east of Damascus has killed more than 160 people in the past 2 days as Syrian rebels struggle to break a months-long blockade by forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad, activists said on Sunday. It began on Friday when rebel units attacked a string of military checkpoints encircling the opposition-held suburbs in an area known as Eastern Ghouta, which has been under siege for more than 6 months. Local and international aid workers say Assad's forces appeared to be trying to starve out the residents, indiscriminately affecting civilians as much as rebel fighters. The BBC reports more than 100,000 people in the Ukrainian capital Kiev are protesting against the government's move to delay an association deal with the EU under pressure from Russia. The protests, said to be the largest since the 2004 Orange Revolution, which overturned a rigged presidential poll. Police fired tear gas as protesters tried to break through a cordon around government buildings. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnusanews.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Millions of people are expected to lose their employer-based health care coverage over the next decade, according to business surveys and estimates by the Congressional Budget Office, The Hill reports. By 2016, the CBO has projected that 6 million fewer people will receive employer-based health insurance compared with this year. The estimate includes those who could obtain coverage through their work, but choose not to. Experts say the healthcare law is not the cause of the general shift by employers from providing healthcare, but acknowledge supporters of the law will have to defend it. While the White House is currently focused on the wave of plans cancelled in the individual market, the move away from employer-based health insurance could pose an even bigger political problem in the years after Obamacare is fully enacted. More trouble brewing in the Middle East as Egypt expels Turkey.